Our guest at the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Economics Professor Dr. Dale Funderburk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I came across an article, and we hear about the employment situation, and then, you know, for the most part, very good unemployment, very low. But there's a downside to that. There's the other side of that coin. And I came across this article that in Dallas, for example, they're having a very hard time finding construction workers to do projects on homes, whether it's building homes or remodeling, whatever it may be.
It is, and absolutely. The last beige book by the Federal Reserve for the Dallas District, the first thing they mentioned was persistent labor shortages. And in fact, many of their contacts say that that's retarding growth even.
Yeah. And this is not just we're talking about the situation in Dallas in particular, but and in construction in particular, but it's not limited to construction in Dallas at all.
Not at all. As a matter of fact, I was looking also at one in the Houston Chronicle, making the same things there, that for all kinds of, especially construction there, that they're having real difficulty finding the skills they need.
You mentioned the Dallas Federal Reserve and the Beige Book, which comes up quite frequently in our conversations. And this article that I saw said that wages are growing faster in Texas than in the rest of the nation. So that should improve the situation or make the situation better in Texas, and yet we're still having this problem.
It is, and in fact, that same Beige Book said that they interview a large number of people for these assessments there, and that a very high percent of them say that they are really aggressively increasing wage rates and our fringe benefits in order to try to attract and to retain workers.
There's an anecdote in this story about a fellow, I guess a foreman or what have you, or maybe he was the owner of a building project, and he went to check on his workers, and they were all gone around lunchtime, and their tools were still there, and he thought they were gone to lunch, came back later. They're still gone because somebody came around and hired them away from him.
They had a better offer and they were gone.
Got a better offer. They just took off. So it's that's kind of the way it is. Supposedly they're down 25,000 to 35,000 construction workers from what they need in Dallas.
It is with both residential and commercial construction really going gangbusters in the state. That's been a real problem for them.
Yeah, you said you told me that you saw the unemployment rate in Midland is what?
2.2. And as a matter of fact, the thing historically that you find is when the national unemployment rate around 4%, when you get to that level, then you're going to have these labor shortages there. That the U.S., in fact, is in a situation now to where that there are more jobs available mm-hmm. than job seekers now.
More jobs available than job seekers.
Yes, by I think the last number I saw was about 700,000.
How often does that occur? Is that's a very unusual circumstance?
It is, but it is when you start getting below that 4% unemployment mark that begins to happen.
Yeah. We're talking with Dr. Dale Funderburk, A&M Commerce Economics Professor. On the one hand, this seems like this is a good situation that everybody who wants to work pretty much is working. But this is where we start to worry about inflation. And then the stock market starts to fluctuate and have its ups and downs like what we've seen in the past few days and things like that.
It is. And in fact, when you throw in that mismatch of skills needed and skills available there, as I say, it does begin to retard your growth some. It puts the upward pressure on wages, and it does have a drag on the economy.
Mm. There was another article in the Texas Tribune, and it's kind of looking at the same thing, but also looking ahead. And they're fretting somewhat about our level of education in Texas, and wondering, you know, if we're educating the workforce such that it will be adequate 20 years from now.
And that's a real challenge, both for university. I work in a college of business there. It's a thing that we worry about, and we really need to be looking ahead to answer that challenge. But also, when it comes to construction workers, and even the ones that are not traditionally college there, We've got to do a better job of training people.
Yeah. And we've kind of discouraged young men in particular from going the construction route and the vocational route for a couple of generations now. And that may be part of what is happening.
Right. And areas such as electricians, welders, brick masons, yeah, and all, while those haven't been considered the glamour areas, the skills in those areas are very important, and those are really well-paid
and jobs. Well-rewarded.
Yes.
As well. You tell me that, that more and more industries themselves are getting into the field and getting into the area of educating people?
It is that many of the industries out there have realized that, one, college takes a lot of time, takes a lot of expense, but the updating very often you can do through certification, through shorter things, and so they are in many ways growing or retaining their own labor forces, which again means that we at universities need to be able to partner with them and to be flexible to provide those skills and that certification.
Mm-hmm. Dale, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
My pleasure.
Dale Funderburk, A&M Commerce Economics Professor. You're starting the day with Morning Edition. Your station, 88.9 KETR.